Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in our scripture reading today, God says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You have heard such words before. Believe, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. He will provide for you. But a reality check. Take a look around. And we may think there may be good reason to fear. Two small boys entered into a dentist's office, and one of them bravely said, I want a tooth taken out. I don't want any anesthetic because we're in a hurry. And the dentist replied, well, you're brave. Which tooth is it? The boy turned to his smaller friend and said, show him your tooth, Tommy. When someone tells us not to be afraid, we may feel like Tommy. In every stage of our life, fear is our nemesis, and we must face it. In childhood, it's the dark. In teenage years, it's the fear of being socially different or outcast. As adults, we fear for our children, or we worry about our retirement. Finally, death itself causes fear. Can anyone shore up our faith? Yes, the God of Abraham, the great I am, comes to us today in his word and says, do not be afraid. God establishes a relationship that enables us to face our fears. First, God established a covenant with Abraham. In our text, a covenant was renewed with Abraham. A covenant was renewed throughout the life of Abraham. When Abraham had doubts, the Lord assured him, do not be afraid, Abram. I will be your shield and a very great reward. The all-sufficient and all-powerful I Am, who called Abraham out of his country and traveled to the promised land, also promised to provide for him and protect him. Abraham simply believed the Lord, the great I Am, who gave to Abraham the promised son in Isaac, is the same God who promises to take away our fears and to provide for us. You know, God establishes a covenant with us too. God adopts us into his own family in holy baptism and gives us faith through which we, like Abraham, are deemed righteous and establishes peace forever in our hearts. God forgives our sins and he grants us everlasting life with him. And we can count on him to sustain us. God's action moves us to trust him completely. You see, since God made good on his promise to save us in Christ, we can trust him to provide for us. He moves us from fear to faith. Did you hear that? God moves us from fear to faith. The Lord does this because he is the great I Am, the all-sufficient God of the universe, who is our shield and very great reward. Yes, it is God who gives us faith to face our fears, because God has established a relationship with us through his only Son, Jesus Christ. We have a faith which is sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So, three things about this faith of ours. We are given a faith that sees the invisible. Faith does not have to see it in order to believe it. None of us were around to observe God create the world by his spoken, invisible word. Nor did any of us see God's incarnate Word be born, suffer, and die on the cross, and then rise again. Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet have believed." John 21, verse 29. As God strengthens our faith through His Word and sacraments, we learn to trust Him, even though we often cannot see the fulfillment of His promises. We are given faith that sees the invisible, and we are given faith that believes the incredible. God promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation, and that his descendants would be as many as the stars in the sky. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90, well beyond her childbearing years. And they could have descendants? Abraham's reaction was something like, "Oh Lord, that's incredible." God's promise was contrary to human reason and experience, yet God caused it to come true. God calls us to trust Him for our future and to believe His promises, even though they may seem incredible. And indeed, does seem incredible that God would love us knowing the way that we are. It seems incredible that God would give up His only Son for you and me, that we might be forgiven and live with Him forever. It may seem incredible that no matter how bad things are, the Lord is our shield and our very great reward. Sometimes we're like the grandpa who took his first airplane ride at the age of 86. The private plane circled around for 20 minutes and then landed, and the children asked him, "Well, Grandpa, how did you like it?" "Fine," he replied, "but I never did put down my full weight on that blasted thing." As if that was even possible. As God's people, our full weight and trust is in the Lord our God. In spite of fears and apprehensions, He fills us with His mercy and gives us faith to believe even the incredible. Oh yes, we are given faith that sees the invisible. We are given faith that believes the incredible, and we are given faith that receives the impossible. It seems impossible that Abraham could have a son and be the father of a great nation. It can seem just as impossible that even though we sin much daily, God forgives us in Christ. And He uses us to extend His kingdom. Do you see impossible hurdles before you? Do you have impossible problems? Do you have fears that just won't go away? God grants us faith to trust Him in every circumstance. God's mercy in Christ enables us to receive His assurance and courage, even in those situations which seem impossible. A great man of faith was asked, "If God promised in His Word to walk with you through a brick wall, would you try it?" "Yes," the man quickly replied. "I would walk by faith, and God would make it possible, opening a hole or allowing me to pass through." Sometimes the future looks like a brick wall. It did to Abraham and Sarah, and it certainly can for us too. Yet the God who cares for us is the great I Am. He assures us, "I am your shield and your very great reward." And through Him, we have a faith that sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Invisible, incredible, impossible. That is the faith that is given to you Amen. Now let us sing a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.